Gordon Burns used to live in Peoria for a very long time. He does not anymore. He's probably happy he's not in sub-zero weather. Hi, Gordon Burns. How are you?
Hey, guys. I have missed Peoria. I love Peoria. It's a little chilly there, but I'm in Atlanta, and it's cold down here, too.
It's a whole different kind of cold, yeah. Gordon, you are president and CEO of something called My Stuff Lost and Found. In a nutshell, we lose thousands of valuable items a day in this country and world, and your company helps me find them. Is that right?
Yes, it is. My Stuff Lost and Found is an online distributor, exclusive distributor for Okobon products, which are it's a lost and found service that is a free worldwide service. Basically, what they are labels or stickers that you put on passports or phones or laptops, luggage, backpacks, tablets, cameras, keys, anything you could travel with or anything you're mobile that you could lose while you're traveling, especially if you're traveling. And the company is, the parent company is Okobon. That's the manufacturer of the tags and stickers. And the tags are about the size of a postage stamp.
Okay.
And there's also tags that are metal tags that can go on your luggage or backpack or purse that are like a luggage tag.
So give me the scenario. I buy the tag and I put it on my laptop. I'm working at an airport. I'm in Atlanta. I'm visiting my friend Gordon Burns. I'm coming home. I leave my laptop. Now what happens?
Dan, this is the way it works. There's a tag on your laptop that has a 12-digit number on it. And every number is unique to that particular product or your particular item.
Right.
The finder will then take and go, there's a tag that says, if found, okobon.com. The airlines, we're in 2,200 airports and 400 airlines. And the finder enters that number on a website, the okobon.com website. And you are sent immediately a text message of where your item is and where you can recover it. So it's your laptop then finds you, and rather than you having to try to find your laptop. So if you left your laptop in a taxi cab or at a hotel, mm-hmm. or at the airport, they would have a way of contacting you. So you might be in baggage claim or back in Peoria, and you get an email message or a text message that would say, "We found your laptop."
But this is different than I thought. This is, though, then reliant upon that person being proactive. So this is not a GPS system, but it's reliant on that person being proactive to find you.
Yeah, well, we call it, it's where goodwill and technology come together. And it does rely on the goodwill of people returning things. And we understand, certainly, that it's not a GPS system, but it supplements a GPS system. We have a lot of our customers. We sell worldwide. A lot of our customers have GPS systems, and they can find their laptop, but they're not always available to go get the laptop. And sometimes trying to get the laptop back is difficult, depending on where you are in the world and so forth. So the advantage is that the laptop in the GPS system must be turned on or have battery.
Right, right, right.
And in this case, you don't need it. It's a supplement. It augments those.
Got it. 7:45, we're talking to Gordon Burns. Gordon's the present CEO of My Stuff Lost and Found. By the way, Gordon is a former Peorian. If I know my knowledge right here, architect who designed the Twin Towers, among other things in our town, right? Does that get that right?
Oh, yes. Many, many, many projects in Peoria. I had an office there for 25 years.
We're right across the street from that location, the Twin Towers anyway, as we speak to you this morning. Here's what I want to ask.
I know where you are because I used to be in office in that same building.
That's funny. Well, here's what I want to ask is there a, and I would like to implement this, and Dan and I, maybe we can help you with some ideas here. When the guy finds my laptop and then goes on to Okobon.com and punches in my number and notifies me, that guy should get a prize. He should get like a glossy picture of the Greg and Dan show or something.
Well, hey, that's an idea.
Boy, no, that was you waited a beat too long on that, Gordon. You were like, that is not a good idea. That is a horrible idea. There was the beat. We all know what that beat meant.
How many people have used your service up till now?
Well, we've sold all over the world. I don't have a count, but we've been in business for about a year, and we've been selling product in as far away as South Africa and Europe and South America. That's what's so nice about this internet service is that it's available to anybody anywhere.
Hey, it is cool, especially for frequent travelers, business people, and such who are always leaving things everywhere. This is a nice little just assurance. You're asking for the goodwill to meet the technology here, but most people are good people, and if they know something easy to do to help you get your phone or laptop back, they will. They'll do that.
Well, you know, there's 2,000 laptops a day left at TSA security checkpoints at the airport. 2,000 a day.
We are too absent-minded.
Let me clarify one thing. So on this, part of it is, if found, call this number.
That's correct. It's exactly. It's just that simple.
If go online and then punch in the number, and that sends you a note that your laptop's in Atlanta.
2,000.
2,000
right.
a day. That's good business for the laptop
a day.
People.
Only about a third of those get returned, and the rest get sold and salvaged. The problem is that the TSA isn't able to turn all the laptops on or try to track down the owner, so they wind up getting salvaged.
Right.
Two-thirds of them.
All right, buddy, what's your website?
Say again?
I say, what's your website?
The website is www.mystufflostandfound.com. All one word, my stuff, lost and found. A-N-D, found.
All right.